Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Duck cakes, candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Duck loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you for the last time at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Thanks to everyone at UCB, Baseball Jordan, and all the regular audience members, and all of the guests who've had to fight LA rush hour traffic to get here on Tuesdays over the last 9 years, I think. Thanks. I'll still be doing shows here and at Meltdown Comics and maybe an occasional Largo show in later and longer time slots and, of course, sometimes at 4:20 in the afternoon. It's July 14th, 2015. Tomorrow night, I'm doing stand-up at San Francisco at the Punchline. There might be a few tickets left. Friday, I'll be at the Pemberton Music Festival doing a set at 5 o'clock at the Laugh Camp stage. And if you're planning on attending Pemby Fest in beautiful Pemberton, BC, Canada, be sure to keep an eye out on Twitter for a contest to secure a spot at the very intimate Doug Loves Movies taping on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I think single-day tickets for Sunday are still available. DougLovesMovies.com for a link. From the Corrections Department, this is from the Pittsburgh show that probably none of you have heard yet because it just plopped an hour or two ago. Danny DeVito was the voice of a dog in Look Who's Talking Now. So when you hear that other episode, that correction will make sense. One of my guests thought that Danny DeVito was the voice of a baby in Look Who's Talking Too. Crucial distinction. For the prize bag tonight, I've got... This thing is really cool. Somebody on the road made a pouch for me that has the... I guess it's supposed to put my weed in it or something, but I'm not going to put my weed in something that's got my face on it. The show logo is on there. And then I was sitting in the airport lounge, because I'm really fancy, in Chicago at O'Hare, and a dude comes up to me and goes, "I work for Raw. Can I give you some samples?" And I was like, okay. And then he came back and gave me just a fistful of raw hemp wick and raw rolling papers and other stuff from the Raw company. So I included some of that in the prize bag. And, of course, a copy of Promotional Tool. And I don't feel bad about not bringing a lot of stuff for the prize bag tonight because my guests really outdid themselves, I think. And I think you'll agree. Please give a big warm welcome to David Huntsberger, Ben Acker, Ben Blacker, and Wyatt Cenac. very polite bunch. I haven't even picked up their microphones yet, so nobody wins the Pete Holmes game. And that means we all...
I was planning on talking into mine like this, if that was cool.
That's why it's Sinek, everybody, talking into... leaning into his microphone. You might want to pick it up, see how that works.
I like it better.
What'd you bring for the prize bag?
I was on Conan tonight, and so
yeah, you can catch it later tonight if you're here now. If you're listening to this tomorrow, sorry.
Well, you'll catch it on Thursday.
Oh, it's on Thursday?
Yeah, I went to the future and then I came back.
Oh, okay. So watch Wyatt on Conan on Thursday.
On Thursday,
and it went well.
It was fun.
Okay, good.
It was a fun time. Always fun to do Conan. There was a band on tonight on the Tuesday show, or a musician named J.D. McPherson. He performed, and so one... Okay, there's a fan. Yeah, I didn't bring him here, but if you want to win this, you... Okay. He was good. He was good. And so we've got his new album, Let the Good Times Roll.
Awesome.
Now I feel like I'm just doing warm-up for Conan. and then one of the Conan writers, his name is Rob Kuttner. He is a very funny man. We worked together on The Daily Show, and now he works on Conan. He wrote a comic book called Shrinkage, and this is issue number one of Shrinkage. And so that's what I have for the prize bag.
Thanks. Yeah. And did you come out to L.A.? I know you've been on the show before in New York, but did you come out to L.A. for Conan or for a few things? You could be out here for a while?
I just came out for Conan and to do Doug Love's movies.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he could have just waited for me to come to New York on August 3rd or 10th, but that's cool. I'm glad you came out for me and for Conan. Acker and Blacker are here, you guys. They're black. I mean back.
Hi, guys.
These, of course, are the dudes behind Thrilling Adventure Hour.
True.
Thank you.
Full title, The Thrilling Adventure Hour, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And
full title only, Doug.
Okay. And let's start with let's go down the line in order. Let's start with Ben Blacker. What'd you bring for the prize bag, sir?
I have a bunch of our new series of Thrilling Adventure Hour inspired comic books available from Image Comics.
Nice.
Beyond Belief and Sparks Nevada Marshall Mars. I have a copy of our concert film, filmed at Largo. Which I have been told is the last thing they will ever film at Largo because of a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's not. We used to do Getting Doug with High there, and the cameras can't be anywhere on the floor. Yeah. They have to be up in the booth, so it's tricky to shoot stuff.
Yeah, but we had a huge rig and a lot of people and everything, and it came out beautifully, and people can actually see what the podcast looks like now.
Awesome.
And it's available via thrillingadventurehour.com. I have a T-shirt that has the drawing from the comic book, and it's by Phil Hester, and some stickers from our crossover with Welcome to Night Vale.
Awesome.
Podcast fans. Right? Fits everyone. Yeah.
Go ahead and put all that stuff back in your little tiny bag as we move on to Ben Acker, who has a giant bag, a giant Trader Joe's bag full of goodies, because you guys were at Comic-Con last weekend.
Yes, so we got...
But you were also at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, gets around.
Yeah,
thank you to Trader Joe's for this bag. I brought two seasons of The Wire, because I have an HBO Go now, so I don't need...
Which seasons? Not that bullshit one about the paper.
No, the bullshit
I'm kidding.
The
every
doc.
Season's great. Yeah, the doc season.
Yeah.
I like every season of that show. I'm just joking around.
Me too. Okay, here is from Comic-Con. This is a loot crate box.
You can't, don't look in it. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Okay.
Or look in it. And
yeah, let's see what typically is in a loot crate box.
This is most of the stuff from a loot crate box.
All right. I'll pull it out. Do you want to explain it?
This is the... brochure for the box.
All right.
This tells you about...
It tells you everything it's in
there. There might be an article about Zachary Levi in there. That's
Ooh,
a little... Yeah.
Article. Look at this cute little Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's a cute Darth
That's
Vader.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
People love cute Darth Vaders. That's a T-shirt for a Transformer. Optimus Prime merch.
So it's only a Transformer can wear it. Boom. You see what we did there? It's called comedy.
That's a thing from a Terminator movie and another thing from a Terminator movie. The good one. Genesis.
The best one.
Right.
Everybody's raving about Terminator Genesis. People can't wait for the next one.
That's a mouse pad.
Who would still use this?
Wow.
They call it.
Wow.
Are you sure this is not from the original Terminator loot crate?
In
the
people needed mouse pads.
In the brochure, they call it a gamer pad, which seems gross to me.
Yeah.
It's big enough to be a yoga mat.
And that's from something.
Yeah.
There's a patch. It's from something. Home audience. And that's the bag. And then I brought some comics, because Comic-Con and comics, there's a slight connection.
Ooh, big stack of them.
Freebies.
One of the fun things about Loot Crate is probably trying to get everything back into the box and make it all fit, because I don't think it'll work.
Based on this box, it's the most fun thing about Loot Crate.
Do they advertise on your show?
Nope.
No, they do on mine sometimes, so thanks for that.
Great stuff.
If they were to start sending me boxes, I would be open to it.
All right, well, if you can get all that back into your Trader Joe's bag, I'd appreciate it. And the winner tonight's
sure.
Get multiple bags.
Trader Joe's bags are the roomiest bags around, Doug.
Trader Joe's advertised on
Let's hear
podcast.
It for Trader Joe's bags. And David Huntsberger. Let's hear it for David.
Hello.
Good to have you back, buddy. What did you bring for the bag?
I brought three things. I brought a CD that I recorded on my own, and then this that was many years ago, probably like 10 years ago. And then this one is from, I think, 2013 with the alien face that you like called Explosion Land. And then in the middle, there are some stickers from my new sci-fi show, Reactor. So people like stickers.
When can people see Reactor?
It's on Thursdays on Sci-Fi at 11:30.
It's already up and running?
It starts Thursday the 16th, so I'm not sure when this plops, like Friday.
Tomorrow-ish.
So. Oh, great. So, yeah, it'll be on then the day after, tomorrow the 16th.
I've been seeing you doing a lot of social media where you do wacky bits and film them and then put them up on the internet to promote the show.
Yeah. Yep, I did all of those. You're welcome for that. Someone sent me a thing today, and one of the videos we did was one of those YouTube ads where you can skip it. So then I was the face people were seeing as they were just hovering over the countdown. And it's nice to be on the other side of that for once. I have a different appreciation for those people. Like, sorry, man, you gotta go. I didn't come here for this. Wait, but keep watching. There's some stuff. No.
Have you had time with your new show and everything to go to the cinema or watch anything on your home?
I have. Yeah. And then I did an interview with Fandango, and they gave me a bunch of movie passes. So sorry about the anti-Loot Crate sentiments earlier, but these pro-Fandango things. But I saw Inside Out, which was fantastic. I'm sure you guys have talked about that
before. Sure.
But then I saw The Great Escape, finally. I'd never seen that.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that front to back. Was it? It's pretty long, right?
It's real long, yeah. You definitely do want to stop. They should call it The Great Attempt.
Spoiler?
Kind of. It's still definitely... I mean, they say right at the beginning, like, these events are all true, the escape. They refer to it. The title is The Great Escape. And yet when you see that, you're like, ah, oh, don't spoil it. Yeah. And then it's still captivating, even with my moderate spoiler there.
You think they had, like, a similar escape plan to El Chapo?
Yeah.
Is it involved digging a tunnel?
The tunnels, very similarly, just kind of show up. It's one of those movies where, like, I like how they did it, and then in The Great Escape, they're like, and now here's a 1,000-foot tunnel. It just exists. You'll have to just trust that they worked real hard on it.
What about you, Ben?
Doug, thanks for asking. I watched...
Ben A?
That's me.
Yeah.
I watched Jurassic World.
Of course you did.
I prefer Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say...
I'm more of a park guy than a world guy, for sure.
Right.
I heard that stuff is... Sorry to jump in there, but I heard all that stuff is because of the international market. People can't handle a complex storyline anymore, so you just thin it out, and it's dinosaur got out, must run, the end. And that's what we're seeing now is this...
Really? Because I feel like America, we're low on like math and science and all that stuff, so it feels like they're just telling us that for our own benefit.
Well, I think it's more of a translation.
The world's too stupid. You guys are so smart. Who's a smarty?
If things didn't go so badly for Jurassic World, you know, with the dinosaurs not really working out for helping out in the military, Obama wouldn't have had to use diplomacy. We could have sent some dinosaurs over to Iran. Fuck shit up that way. What about you, Ben? B?
I have not been to the cinema lately, but I saw Kingsman. I rented Kingsman.
Secret Service,
yes. It was really fun.
It's a great movie.
It was a good time. I enjoyed it.
A really good time.
It was. I feel like that's the bar for how action movies ought to be.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what, have you seen the Deadpool trailer?
I have not seen the trailer yet.
R-rated. R-rated
that's
movie.
A good
finally,
show.
An
can
R-rated.
We show it?
Yeah, let's show it right now. Just pull that screen down. No, so I just saw it because somebody in Hall H filmed it on their camera phone sideways. And but it's
the way it's meant to be seen.
Yeah, but it's swearing and violent, and Ryan Reynolds is cracking wise, and the lines are actually funny, and it's
we love
good stuff.
We love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I'm asking.
I love Ryan Reynolds is a guy who I like him 100% of the time, and his films about 10% of the time. He hasn't gotten the best breaks in terms of movies that I would enjoy, but this one looks great.
It's weird to talk about him as a guy that doesn't get a lot of breaks because he's just nonstop.
Keeps working.
Yeah, keeps never had a day off.
I love Jess Friends, the one where he's you know, had the flashbacks to him being all fat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's a lot of fun in Waiting. That's how bad it is. I have to use Waiting as an example.
Did you like
of
Van
a good
Wilder?
Ryan Reynolds movie? No, I wasn't that into Van Wilder really. No. Yeah. I didn't think the script supported him. I didn't see the one where he was locked in a underground in a coffin. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Van Wilder too.
Yes. What about you, Wyatt? Have you been to the movies?
The last movie that I went to that I saw in a theater, I got invited to a screening of a movie called Tangerine that recently came out. It's a film.
Yeah, it's popping up here and there.
Yeah, it's a film about transgender sex workers in Los Angeles. But this is, it was a screening, and so usually they like ask you questions at the screening and stuff. So I try to do research if I ever go to a screening. And so I went on the internet to learn about Tangerine, the movie, because there was no information other than, hey, do you want to go see Tangerine? So I looked it up, and I just looked up movie Tangerine, and the first thing that came up was there's another movie.
Another film called Tangerine.
Called Tangerines.
With an S, yeah.
Yeah. And so I did a bunch of research about that movie.
And I bet you there's no transsexuals or sex workers in Tangerines.
In Tangerines, it's about an Estonian soldier and a Georgian soldier who
stand corrected?
Well, that's the thing. They're trapped in a in a house together, and the whole you watch the trailer and it's like, are they gonna kill each other? And so then I went to the screening and I did press. And so it happened to be Pride Weekend, and this reporter was like, this is a fitting movie to be seen on Pride Weekend, and I don't know there's a movie called Tangerine, I only know there's a movie called Tangerines about an Estonian soldier and a Georgian soldier. So when this reporter asked me, I was like, you fucking blew the end of the movie for me. I didn't know that's how they get through their problems. By hooking up. That said, though, Tangerine was a good film.
All right. I saw the last time I did an episode of this show, the last movie I had seen was Amy and That Remains, and I still like it. The Amy Winehouse documentary is very good. Anybody that thinks they don't like her or her music, if they watch it, I think they would change their tune, so to speak.
Oh, have you seen the Nina Simone documentary?
The what?
The Nina Simone documentary. Mm-mm. That also recently came out.
No.
What happened, Miss Simone?
Called?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. What happened, Miss Simone?
Oh, okay. It's good.
It is. Yeah. It's. I feel like another kind of tragic tale of a person with a beautiful voice.
It's interesting that the whole documentary thing. There's so many of them now, and I never see one.
They're
it's
not
been years, I think, since I've seen a documentary, and afterwards I'm like, that was boring, or that was bullshit. Like, there's something about documentaries that if it gets finished and put out there, other than my own documentaries, which are just foolish, if it gets finished, something happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the movie has an ending. You know, like, it has a point and an ending, and it's something really interesting, because how can it get out into the world if they just film a subject that's boring?
The King of Kong has a bad guy twists and turns. Yeah. It's as riveting
best
as
sports
any
movie.
Yeah, what's that?
Best sports movie.
Yeah,
King of Kong.
It's great.
It's a 30-on-30, isn't it? all right, you guys. 34-30. Did I say it wrong?
It's time for me to say, let the games begin. Gentlemen. We got some name tags in the audience, and you know, this is like everyone's trying to convince me to keep doing shows here by all bringing name tags, and thank you for that. And if you guys want to just go pick who you want to play for, just go grab a name tag and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Comic-Con 2015 has begun, so whether you're at Comic-Con or wish you were, rent or own my movie, Chronicon, from iTunes or on VOD and lots of other places where you get motion picture entertainment. And thanks to all of you who have watched and enjoyed the silliness. Back to the show.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, David?
I'm playing for Avengers Age of Biltron.
And it's you basically just taped that to a Tesseract toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just read A Wrinkle in Time, so I'm real into Tesseracts these days.
Ben,
thank you, Doug. I'm playing for Chad Max Fury Road. And there's your face on it.
Yeah, I put my little face on there.
Yeah.
I wish I was in that movie.
What would your name be?
What would my crazy future Mad Max name be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
what would your
You could be well, Imperior Stoniosa.
Still taking those improv classes?
Yeah. Yeah, I love these kind of games.
This is why you're leaving UCB?
A good one will jump into my head later, maybe, but probably okay. Not. I couldn't even tell you the names of the characters that are in Mad Max Fury Road.
There's Randy.
There's, of course, Max.
Cynthia.
Elliot. Right. And the Skipper.
Elliot. Who are you playing for, Ben B?
Fahrenheit Sam 11. And he seems to have attached it to a Will Ferrell toy, from what I can tell.
I think it's George Bush.
I'm not good at history. History's not my subject.
That doll also looks like at some point it could have been a Don Adams doll.
Yeah,
it could have been like these were old Get Smart toys.
Yeah, talking to his shoe comes off.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
Did he put a shithead on the back of that somehow?
He did.
Oh, there it is on the back of the little label.
He did not, unlike Biltron, he did not use tape. He used some sort of dangerous metal ring.
Safety pin?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why, talk about it for
I threw a shoe at the president.
He did not duck.
Topical.
No.
He
topical.
Took it right
very
in the face.
Topical.
Yeah, topical from 7 years ago. I am playing for Kalen Them Softly.
Well, there I am with a nice shotgun.
Yeah.
It's good Photoshop.
Pointing it at somebody who just yelled Amy Adams. And somebody handed me these. Why did you hand me these? Just so I can have something that I don't eat, this sort of thing. You want me to throw these cupcakes at somebody? All right. Baseball Jordan? Do you want... You sure? They look beautiful. You're full. It's in a box. Take them home. Yeah, there you go, buddy. Gotta give Baseball Jordan something for his... years of service.
What is he full from? What are you full from?
He just had a meal or something.
We went to a squirrel restaurant here.
You went to a restaurant called Squirrel?
Oh, that place is great.
Yeah, it's all squirrel meat.
Oh. Save the tail for me. How many years do you think you've been coming to the shows here on Tuesday nights, Jordan?
We've been coming, let's see, since January 2011.
January 2011.
Happy anniversary.
And I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for coming all these times, and I hope to see you at future shows. And
what are you going to do now that you have your Tuesday nights free?
Probably stay at Disneyland longer, right? Yeah, they go to Disneyland every Tuesday all day, and then they come here for this.
This is the show. Let's get into this.
He was a guest for a few seconds on an episode when somebody showed up late.
Really?
He got to sit on the panel, but he showed up eventually, right?
Well, no, the whole episode.
You got through the whole episode? Oh, that's cool. All right. I'm glad one of us remembers this shit. All right, well, tonight we're going to be playing the two newest games on the show. I figured that would be a great way to go out. And the first one is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And I'm going to say a tagline from a movie to one of you. And if you can guess the name of the movie that that's the tagline for, according to IMDb, then you remain in the game. And when you can't think of one, you're out. And moves to the next person. If you're wrong, and we'll start. Sounds so heavy. We'll start on the other end with David Huntsberger. Can you tell me the movie that had the tagline "the scariest comedy of all time"? The scariest comedy of all time.
Yeah, that was the Scream.
Can you think of a scary comedy?
Scary movie? The original
first scary movie.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Wrong.
Damn.
But that's a really good guess. What do you think, Ben A?
Ghostbusters?
No.
Damn it. Ghostbusters 2?
Now listen.
Play it on me,
you get one guess.
I just got two.
But Ben B might, he could take Ghostbusters 2 if he wants to. I wouldn't recommend it.
I would.
It would be kind of weird for them to call it anything of all time when it's the inferior sequel.
Now, be fair. It was very inferior.
It came up on the last episode, and people in the audience groaned when I said it was bad. Like, people love Ghostbusters 2.
So people a few years younger than us love that movie.
Yeah, and it's pretty watchable. It's just not as good as the first one.
Could you repeat the tagline?
The scariest comedy of all time.
Is it a haunted house?
No.
You sure?
I am sure.
A haunted house.
No, still no.
Then I don't know.
Wyatt, do you have a guess? Well, you're all still going to be in if Wyatt doesn't get it. We'll move on to the next one. But if he nails it, he wins this thing.
The Unknown Known? Donald Rumsfeld documentary?
Oh, I
love a good tagline on a documentary.
Is it Leprechaun?
Wait a second, what's happening now?
Well, I figured we
were just... we've been around, let's just all... Can I guess?
I'm going to guess.
It's Young Frankenstein.
Ah.
Yeah, Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
A Young Frankenstein. All right, so...
That was a good game.
Let's try another one.
So far, so good.
It's fun. Even wrong answers are sort of right in this game. Because you all picked movies that could have been called that if the makers had that kind of hubris.
Especially that Rumsfeld documentary.
Mm-hmm. David, we'll start with you. What movie has the tagline "Get ready for rush hour"? seems very easy, but it's
but it's not. Is it the sequel?
Get ready for rush hour.
And it's not rush hour.
So you say?
Oh, I'm going to then say The Chase.
Oh, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Ben A.
Rush Hour. The movie.
Great guess. Do you want to go ahead and say Rush Hour 2 now, get it over with?
It's obviously not from Rush Hour 2. Come on. You were ready for Rush Hour. It's from Rush Hour 2.
Ben Blacker.
Oh, my God, it really wasn't Rush Hour.
Jesus. Did you think David was being dumb by going with The Chase?
I thought he's a smart guy.
David, what is the tagline from Rush Hour, David?
I would guess it's "Get ready for rush hour."
Can we vote?
I don't know for sure, but I think the tagline for Rush Hour was "These two are crazy."
These streets will never be the same.
Could you repeat the tagline?
Get ready for rush hour.
Is there a Rush Limbaugh documentary?
I'll see myself out.
All right, Wyatt.
Speed.
That's correct.
Oh, good guess. Damn it.
And Speed 2, right?
Get ready again for Rush Hour, but on the water this time. I put Speed in the game because I'm going to be interrupting it on Saturday, August 1st at the Traverse City Film Festival, which is always a great time. All right, let's play Reverse Malton, you guys. This is a brand new twist on a game you've all played before called the Leonard Maltin game.
And Wyatt gets to go first because he won that last game, and then we'll just go the opposite direction. What's happening?
I was just wondering how this Tesseract's going.
Yeah, you're kind of have to hold it the whole time. Is that?
Yeah, I knew.
You
what
feel
I was
like
into.
It shouldn't be put on the ground like a flag or something.
It's a toy, and it's still very heavy.
Yeah. All right, but you're doing all right with it?
Yeah, I feel like it's disrespectful to put it on the ground.
All right. Did anybody get a good picture of David with the Tesseract? Because that's a great picture. You just don't see usually someone standing near that thing is in a superhero outfit or something, and they're not just a guy standing around.
Just on my off hour.
Yeah.
I just wonder for the person who was waiting in line on Franklin Avenue as people were walking by, to go get food and stuff. Were they terrified?
Or did they just shake their head and go, oh, Scientologist? this game, Reverse Malton, is like the Leonard Maltin game, but also not like it. We still use the Leonard Maltin app. I'm going to give you a choice, Wyatt, between three. I dare say classic motion pictures, or certainly well-known motion pictures. And you're going to pick the one that you think you can name the most actors who are in it. Actors and actresses. I use actors, of course, for both. Okay. And then I'll tell you how many names Leonard lists, and it has to be how many you can name out of the ones that Leonard has listed.
In order or out of order?
No order. Just you got to name as many as you bid on, and then we move down the line. The next person could bid more or say name them, challenge you. And then if somebody has the unmitigated gall to say they can name all the names, then the next person down the road just has to say, name them. There's nowhere else to go from there. You got to hope they fail.
So this is, I'm not 100% clear on what's happening here. I feel a lot of pressure going first, so.
No, that's part of it, is with you going first, you're going to really be able to, run the table and determine what movie we're going to do.
Okay, so I'll just pick a movie.
So pick a movie that you think you know the most actors from.
Okay.
From these three.
All right.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi? Which one of those three films do you think you can name the most actors from? Kind of a similar group in each.
Yeah.
With little additions here and there.
I will go Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Everybody's favorite.
Apparently not this room's. Apparently it was four people's favorite.
These guys love Ewoks.
Yeah. Or their jargon.
It's a big Ghostbusters 2 crowd.
Yeah.
14 names are listed by Leonard Maltin as appearing in Empire Strikes Back. And you can bid anywhere from 1 to 14 names. Of
that I can
how
name.
How many you can name.
Okay. I'll go 7.
Well, that is a super big opening bid.
Yeah, name it.
Okay, you're already getting a challenge from Ben Blacker.
All right.
So Wyatt has to name 7 actors who are in
Empire Strikes Back.
That's the one. Episode 5.
All right.
Let's do it.
Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones.
That's 3.
Alec Guinness.
4.
Carrie Fisher.
5.
Billy Dee Williams.
6.
That's where.
Just one more.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. Frank Oz.
That's it. You did it.
I deserve it.
Wow, and then he just left. He just said, fuck all y'all, and left.
Can I have his point?
Guns blazing.
Boba Fett as himself.
I don't know if he understands there's more to the game than that. Maybe he just had to go to the restroom. But of course, Frank Oz in that movie was the voice of Miss Piggy. And John Ratzenberger made the list.
What?
Yeah. David Prowse, of course, who's in under the Darth Vader costume, and Anthony Daniels, who's the voice of and the costume of C-3PO. Peter Mayhew. Like, that's where I was worried for you, is that the rest of them are all just voices and,
right,
and people in costumes. So good job. You have 1 point. We're playing to 2 points. We'll start on the opposite end there with David gets to pick the next movie that starts us off. And this one's going to be a real challenge. I apologize in advance.
Name it.
David, can you name more actors from Cannonball Run, The Cannonball Run, The Cannonball Run 2, or merely Cannonball? There's a film called Cannonball. They're all about that infamous race.
And it was like cameos of everybody in those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's lots of names to choose from, but how many of them do you think you can remember?
Yeah, I'll just go the original Cannonball.
Run.
Cannonball Run.
Okay. That was a close one.
I call
one.
It Cannonball. That was a close one. I'm like one of those actors when they come back from work and I'm like, oh, I was on Swamp. You're like, you mean People of the Swamp? Like, we call it Swamp.
Uh-huh. You don't call it POTS?
I hear they were like that with Hotel Rwanda. Yeah, I was working on Hotel.
Oh, a remake
for dogs? No, the other way.
Oh, that's, you just gave me a great, I might have to do something called Hotel for Dogs.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, David.
That's where you just go to a bunch of different hotels.
I do that already. Let's just film it.
Yeah.
I'll take the original run, as I call it.
Okay. 15 names. You're right about the cameos.
Yeah.
15 names. How many of those do you think you can pull out of thin air?
One. No, two.
Okay, he says a whopping two names.
All right.
To Ben Acker.
Five.
Ooh. Yeah, do it. Oh. Go. Do it.
Oh.
Go. I know he's never
Ben
seen
Blacker's
this.
Real, Ben Blacker's a real challenge.
You're thinking of Cannibal Run, too.
All right, so you got to name five people that are in the original The Cannonball Run.
The Burt Reynolds. Dom DeLuise.
They go my two.
Sammy Davis Jr. Dean Martin. Mary Lou Henner. I mean... Jackie Chan.
I'm sorry, Mary Lou Henner is not listed. The other four are correct. Mary Lou Henner is not listed, so David Huntsberger gets the point.
Wait, no, I
that was a really...
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, do you like hubris?
She might have showed up in the second one, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Love that second one.
Leonard gave both one and two the bomb designation.
Because they're the bomb.
Because they are the bomb. And Mary Lou Henner is fourth billed on the second one.
Ah!
So your memory is not
really
too off.
Really was Cannonball
too. But David gets a point.
The best and of
them. Now, I think it was Ben who challenged.
Oh, yeah, Ben challenged. That's
let's
right.
Let's give it to David.
That's right.
Let's give it to David, though.
Let's give it to David.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's fair.
He's got a new show coming out Thursday night
on
Sci-Fi.
He needs it more than I do.
So he needs the point. No, Ben Blacker gets a point, but that means we're going to start with Wyatt again and then go to Ben.
All right.
Blacker. And you get to choose between these three, Wyatt. Would you like Reservoir Dogs, True Romance, or Natural Born Killers? I love that reaction.
I will take Natural Born Killers.
Okay. That's the last thing I expected anybody to do.
I will take Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. We'll do that in a parallel universe. Wyatt, there are 8, 9, 10, 11, 4, 15 names listed by Mr. Malton on his dead app.
All right.
How many of those do you think you can name?
One.
It's a good opening bid. We'll go to Ben Blacker.
I'm tempted to challenge you. No, I think I can do two.
Okay. Three.
Oh.
Blacker, Acker, Huntsberger.
I know. I feel like I'd know three, but not. I'll say name it. Name them.
Three?
Yeah, just three.
Yeah, just name three people, and you're on the board with a point.
Any three people.
I have to pronounce them correctly, right? Woody Harrelson? Robert Downey Jr. and Juliette Lewis.
Yes.
The top three billed people.
Oh, I like to go in order.
Was Quentin Tarantino in that? Was he listed in it?
I don't believe he appears in it.
I thought he was in it at some point.
I thought there was acrimony between him and Oliver Stone, like he didn't like
okay.
He didn't like how it turned out. Because that's probably the only... Is that the only Tarantino script that he didn't direct himself?
No, True Romance.
True Romance. Yeah, those two. All right, so... like I said, Ben B, Ben A, and Wyatt are all on the board. David's the only one that doesn't have a point yet.
Curse this Tesseract. It's poisoning me.
Yeah, it's really taking all your brain power away. Sapping all your knowledge. Who challenged who on that one? David challenged him. So that means we're going to start with Ben Blacker and go to Wyatt. And Ben gets to pick between these three titles. Would you like... Punch Drunk Love, Crazy Stupid Love, or Can't Buy Me Love?
These are horrible choices.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with those films. This must be tough.
I'm going to say Punch Drunk Love, I guess.
Okay.
And
I guess I should like warn the guests backstage that this is a game where like you could have kind of you can do kind of a poker face kind of. You could act confident, and then that way you won't get challenged when it gets down to it.
The movies. The movies are horrible. That's all I meant. All of them.
They're all horrible movies?
All movies are.
Oh.
No, JK.
No, True Romance.
Seth Green farts in Patrick Dempsey's face. That's a classic.
In Punch Drunk Love?
Yes.
Right. Oh, I'm going to say two then.
No, Punch Drunk Love is your choice.
Yes.
And Leonard lists a mere five people.
Yeah, I suspect it. I can name one.
Okay. Wyatt?
I can name two.
Oh, this is your chance.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think you can name three people or more in Punch Drunk Love, David?
Yeah, three.
Name it.
No hesitation. And this is going to be... This is David's chance to pull a four-way tie if he can name three people.
No offense.
Adam Sandler, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Luis Guzman.
Those are all correct.
Wow.
I love Luis Guzman.
The Tesseract.
She's great.
Yeah.
And Loki.
And Emily Watson and Marilyn Rice Cup are the women in it, for people that are into women.
What's the first person's name you said? Because I can see her face, but I couldn't remember her name.
Emily Watson?
Emily Watson. Okay. Yeah, she's really good in that.
Yeah, she's good. We've got a four-way tie, you guys.
Exciting.
For the last time, apologies to Put Your Hands Together. I'll never have to apologize to them again. I might do it anyway if a show's running long. Just for the hell of it. I've selected... who challenged who that last time? Ben challenged David, so that means we're going to start with Wyatt and work our way back to you guys. I know, it's crazy.
Start with me a lot.
Yeah, it works out good for you. But the trouble is, on this tie-breaking one, I picked a movie ahead of time, and you don't get to choose.
All right.
That film is Steven Spielberg's Hook.
Doug, did Rufio play himself?
You cannot stop people from doing that. It's also Bill Cosby's favorite chant.
That joke finally works.
Yeah, this was a joke long time in the making. Cosby was putting the work in when this movie was out, though. Leonard lists 12 names. How many people from the motion picture Hook do you think you can name, Wyatt?
One.
That's a strong opening bit.
I mean, is it come to me or?
Wait. What did I say? Oh, you were involved in the last skirmish, so we go to the people that didn't get to participate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so it starts with Ben Blacker.
I can do, I'll say four.
He thinks he can name four people from Hook.
I can do four.
Ben Acker, your
I'm gonna say
partner in crime.
Five.
He takes it up a notch. Five.
One notch.
Five fucking people.
Name him.
I'm going to say name him, yeah.
Name him.
Yeah, no.
Wyatt's acting like he's going to get the point.
Because you'd have to know a lot of the kids' names, I think.
I don't think so.
Really?
I had a big cast.
Okay, yeah. So David says name him, and so you
No, gotta, Wyatt says name him.
No, you can't just jump in out of order.
You just seconded
my name. I can do seven.
Am I to name them?
You can name five. You win. If you can't, David is our winner tonight.
And just know this is pitted completely against you.
Yeah, the Tesseract is...
I feel like it's tearing us apart.
It's powerful.
That's what a Tesseract does.
Sure,
it tears
probably.
People apart.
Look it up.
Five names listed by Leonard Maltin.
Height, by height. Robin Williams.
That's one.
Charlie Korsmo.
Whoa.
Wow.
Speaking of knowing kids' names.
The child Bob Hoskins.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Have I said Julia Roberts?
No, you haven't, are you?
No. Maggie Smith.
That's six names. You overdid it. Wow. You overwon. Phil Collins, of course.
Yeah, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
A very young Gwyneth Paltrow.
Glenn Close, right?
Mm-hmm. And also...
Rufio?
But Glenn Close, not listed
not
by
listed.
Leonard.
Wouldn't name it.
Because she was dressed up as a man and had some weird name in the titles, I think. I don't know. But that means that Ben Acker's our winner, everybody.
Whoa. History.
Well, what was the guy's name who played Smee?
Smee was Bob Hoskins. Mm-hmm. Why is it? Why do you have an envelope that says there's a shithead inside, and then you didn't put one in there? You went to all that trouble.
It's a good shithead in here.
To not get your shithead read. No, I'll read it. What do you want me to say?
People who didn't like
X-Men. Okay. I didn't know those people existed.
It's
all right.
Heavy. It's quite heavy.
It's very heavy.
All right. Does this have a shithead on the back?
It does. I won, but it's a good
shithead. Oh, there it is. It's on a rainbow. That's so cute. They kind of freestyled it and wrote a whole sentence that... won't make sense when I say it, but try anyway. And then this one on the Tesseract. Pass that Tesseract back to the proper owner. I don't want that to get...
That too.
Tesseract.
Viltron.
Oh, I agree with that. The shithead so far. Let's see.
That's crazy. You see that?
Wait, why did you give me the... I don't need the shithead for the... Wait, who won? One of these won.
I just like the shithead.
Oh, you just like that they made a rainbow and wrote Donald Trump is a racist, bigoted shithead on there? Okay. I don't mind saying that.
I just thought it was rainbows or shitheads.
I threw this one down.
Oh, because she already told me.
So are you in cosplay as just a casual day off, just still hating the... Go back from Comica, I still hate him, but... Wow.
It's an everyday
thing. Yeah, he's got a real Hiddleston thing going on there. let's do the plugs, you guys. Starting with David, his new show, Sci-Fi Network, Thursday night.
Yeah.
What time?
It's 11:30.
That'll be 10:30 Central, everybody, yeah. And Mountain.
And it's a weekly roundup of everything going on in the world of sci-fi, fantasy, that sort of world. If you're into that stuff, if you went to Comic-Con, you're into that, you might enjoy this show. And we have guests, I interview them, that sort of thing. Just by a round of applause, how many people feel like you might watch it? Okay, that's pretty good. All right, check it out. See if you like it.
Applaud I think if you're not... absolutely not going to make the time to check that out.
That's all right, fair enough.
Nice
didn't,
people.
Didn't really
nice,
seem
honest
necessary.
Audience.
let's not do that for other people's plugs.
I should have put a disclaimer that there shouldn't be a second
Who here
part?
Doesn't that's like a... Thrilling Adventure Hour? A lot of you don't like it. Nobody, see? Everybody loves it.
Keep it moving.
Yeah,
the show is called... Sorry, to keep going, but it's called Reactor, and it's available to, like, DVR it now in case you forget, but, yeah, it's Thursday.
That's DVR it immediately, all. Everybody.
That's it.
All right. Acker and Blacker from Thrilling Adventure Hour, you've got something special coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. We have some live things coming up. Here in L.A., we have L.A. Podfest. Which are you
that's
doing
in September.
That
we're going to do a Douglas movie there. Yeah,
and you can get your badges now. It's mid-September, and then we're coming to New York in October, doing a whole bunch of things around New York Comic Con. Check thrillingadventurehour.com for the dates on that. Tickets will go on sale for the Sparks Nevada shows next week.
Sparks Nevada.
Yes, Marshall on Mars. I'm going to give
Doug from Reno, Nevada, you know.
Oh, right on.
And the slogan for Reno is, so close to hell you can see sparks.
It's really good.
I thought it was the biggest little city in the world.
Well, that is. That's what the arch says. But the locals.
I thought it was the scariest comedy of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Get Ready for Rush Hour.
The person that won the prize bag, come get all this stuff, by the way. Get your rainbow poster back.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Acker and Blacker. And
thank you, Doug.
Watch Wyatt on Conan this Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be on Conan this Thursday, and then I'm headed to Montreal for the Just for Laughs.
Cool.
Festival, and I'll be doing, I think, 5 shows there, so that's all I got.
That's all you need to have.
Yes.
I just like that you're happy to come by and participate. One more round of applause for every guest on the panel. For the UCB Theater, nine fun years. Thank you for filling the place on the last show, you guys. I really appreciate it. And as always, people who don't like Ex Machina are a shithead. San Diego hotel prices during Comic-Con are a shithead. And 50 Cent's money manager is a shithead.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.